Chapter 2. After last year's spasm of blood, life in Paradise Mass had settled back into its predictable small-town rhythms. Steady as the tides, no waves cresting over the seawalls. There hadn't been a single act of violence for months, the last one being a bar fight among four drunk musicians at the Grey Gull. Oh, there had been some snowfall, but nothing record-breaking. Not even a hint of a nor'easter. The spring had passed as if following the script of old rhymes and adages. March had started out blustery and cold, and ended on a week of sunny 60-degree days. It had rained every 2 or 3 days in April, and by mid-May, the gardens in town were so lush and colorful with early spring blooms, the place looked like, well, a paradise. What passed for a crime wave in Paradise these days was a spate of car vandalism. Somebody had lately taken to shooting out the rear tires of cars parked all over town. "Anything?" Jesse asked Molly, coming through the station house door on Saturday morning. "Nothing worth mentioning."
"Mention it anyway."
"No, really, Jesse, there's..."
"Crane, can't you ever make it easy?"
"Where's the fun in that?"
"Fun for who, exactly?"
"Whom?" Molly corrected.
Jesse shook his head and laughed. "Are you sure it's whom?"
"I'm not, but it's fun to think you're wrong. Did Diana come down from Boston last night in that rain?"
"Uh-huh, but don't change subjects. What's not worth mentioning?"
"Some water got into our basement, and we had to turn on the pump."
"For Christ's sakes, Molly, is that..."
"I told you it wasn't worth mentioning, didn't I?"
Jesse raised his hands above his head. "I surrender." Molly frowned.
"No fun in that either."
"No new flat tires?"
"No."
Jesse turned and went into his office. He picked up his old baseball glove off the desk even before sitting down. He removed the hard ball from the pocket of the glove where it resided, slid the glove over his left hand, and marveled that the glove was still in one piece after all this time. The glove had been his when he was a minor league shortstop for the Dodgers, and he didn't like thinking about how many years ago that was. Nor did he like thinking about why it was sitting on his desk in Paradise instead of in a display case at Cooperstown. For the moment, he wasn't worrying about his absence from the Hall of Fame, but rather about the big softball game tomorrow night against the fire department team. He had other things on his mind, too. One, a fancy envelope inside the top drawer of his desk, and the recent rash of vandalism. For the moment, he was focused on the latter. Although Mayor Walker and her merry band of selectmen were all over him to do something about it, it was Jesse's experience that the perp was some stupid kid or cranky old man with a grudge against the town, or against Goodyear. He knew that this sort of thing would end soon enough, that the guy doing it would get bored or get sloppy and be caught. Of course, there was always potential for things to turn bad. No good ever came of bullets in a populated area. So as Jesse pounded the ball into his glove, it helped him concentrate, he considered ways of catching the shooter in the act. He heard the phone ring and Molly answer it. A few seconds later, she was sticking her head through the doorway.
"It's Robbie Wilson. You want me to tell him you're not here?"
"No," he said, putting his glove and ball back down on his desk. "I'll take it." Jesse generally didn't have much use for Wilson, the chief of the Paradise Fire Department, but he was happy for the distraction.
"Morning, Robbie."
"Morning, Chief Stone."
"So?
$50 on tomorrow's game?"
"Gambling's illegal, Robbie."
"Dinner, then?"
"Field might be too sloppy to play on," Jesse said.
"Don't you worry about that.
My guys are over there now taking care of it."
"So are we on? Dinner to the winner?"
"How can I turn down an offer from a man who can rhyme dinner and winner? We're on." Jesse put down the phone and stared at the top drawer of his desk.